and welcome to Vixis Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vixis Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Vix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Chelsea Quilly, and for the modern musicians I will turn to the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra. Well, we have a thread going on in the Vixography forum about some recordings of the Five Birmingham Babies and of Ted Wallace and his orchestra, in which an Italian Vixophile, Viniero, asks the question as to whether Vix is playing in some of these recordings. So today I'll play a bunch of records that feature Chelsea Quilly. Chelsea was born in Hartford in 1905, died in Las Vegas in 1950. He first started playing reeds, but then he switched to the trumpet. First he was with Jan Garber, then he played with the California Ramblers for a number of years under their various forms. In 1927, Quilly went to England, where he played with Fred Elizalde. Upon his return to the U.S. in 1929, he was with Don Voorhees, with the California Ramblers again, Paul Wideman, Ben Pollack. In the 30s, he played with Isham Jones, Frank Trombauer, and Red McKenzie. In the 40s, he played at Nick's in New York City with George Brunis and Miff Mall. Clearly, Chelsea Quilly was a student of Vix, and most of his solos, as well as his ensemble work, displays a highly Vixian influence. Well, let's get started with the music. I want to start with the two highly Vixian solos by Quilly. First, I'll play After You've Gone. This was recorded on June 24, 1927 by the California Ramblers with Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Max Frehley on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and Goofus, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Jack Rush on piano, and Herb Weil on drums, perhaps Ed Kirkby whistling. I will follow that with the Tiger Rag, recorded by the University Six on May 12, 1926, with Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on reeds, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Irvin Brodsky on piano, Tom Fellini on banjo, and Herb Weil on drums. I would like to read a couple of quotes from Richard Sodholder's Lost Chords about these two recordings. With respect to After You've Gone, Sodholder writes, Rollini, driving like a man possessed, and Chelsea Quilly, like a rather militaristic Vix, laying down two solo choruses, including a long coupled, impeccably articulated phrase over a four-bar mid-chorus break. With respect to Tiger Rag, Sodholder writes, Quilly paraphrases Bick's solo with the Wolverine recording. Now, this is a curiosity because Tiger Rag was not issued until many, many years later. How did Chelsea Quilly know about Bix's solo in Tiger Rag? Well, maybe a test pressing. Anyway, so here we start with the highly Bixian influence on Chelsea Quilly. First, After You've Gone with the California Ramblers in 1927, then followed by Tiger Rag with the University Six from 1926. Thank you. it was magnificent. I think that the California Ramblers version of After You've Gone is the best that I've heard. Did you get a load of the drum work by Herb Weill in there? And of course, the great Adrian Rollini as usual. Okay, let's continue with the music. I would like to play now two recordings, again featuring Chelsea Quigley. These were recorded on June 27, 1927. First one is Bless Her Little Heart by the New York Syncopators, which include Chelsea Quigley and Frank Cush on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Bobby Davis, Johnny Rood, or perhaps Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, soprano sax or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Al Duffy on violin, Jack Rossin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Weill on drums, and if there is a vocal, it's Russell Douglas. I guess there is a vocal. That will be followed by Who, recorded the same day and the same personnel as in Bless Her Little Heart. Let me read what Randy Skivitt says about these two recordings in the liners of this very nice CD entitled Ed Kirkaby Volume 1, the Columbia House Bands. And about Bless Her Little Heart, he says, the reverberation of the recording studio makes a little hard to distinguish Rollini's bass sax, which sounds like a tuba here. The pulsating trumpet is probably Chelsea Quigley, and the vocal is Russell Douglas, usually credited as Les Reese. As far as Who is concerned, he says, as usual, there's some crisp section work by the brass and reeds and tasty solos from Quigley and alto saxophonist Bobby Davis. This Jack Yellen Milton Ager composition was also recorded by Annette Henshaw in the same month with the bass sax by Rollini. So here is then Chelsea Quigley with the New York Syncopators, really the California Ramblers, in 1927. Let's go across the ocean now, and I'd like to play a couple of recordings recorded in England when Chelsea Quilly was with the Fred Elizalde's orchestra. I'd like to play two recordings from March 11, 1928, first Arkansas Blues and then Sugar Step. This is a small orchestra, small band, consisting of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Fred Elizalde on piano, Len Phillis on guitar, and Ronnie Gubertini on drums. So here is Chelsea Quilly in 1928 in England with Fred Elizalde.
Thank you.
Did you notice the end of Arkansas Blues? How much influence there is of the sound of Red Nichols and his five pennies? Well, let's come back to the States now, and I'd like to play a couple of recordings, very early recordings of Chelsea Quilly with Young Garber and his band. First, from October 3rd, 1924, Too Tired, and that will be followed by the recording from July 2nd, 1924, I Never Care About Tomorrow, As Long As I'm Happy Today. And the composition of the Young Garber band is Young Garber on violin, Chelsea Quilly and Harry Goldfield on trumpet, Johnny Cook on trombone, Bill Grady and Ralph Hoffman on clarinet or alto sax, Tommy Christian on tenor sax, Horace Rudicelli on piano, Joe Astoria on banjo, Joe Rhodes on brass bass, and Steve Brody on drums. So here is Chelsea Quilly with the Young Garber band in 1924.
Thank you.
There is a charm to those old acoustic recordings, isn't there? Well, let's now turn to the modern musicians, and as I said, I'd like to play a side from the San Francisco Starlike Orchestra. This is from their Stomp Off CD number 1334, entitled Rose Colored Glasses. And the tune that I want to play here is Static Strut. That was written by Jack Yellen and Phil Wall, and the name Static Strut is dedicated to Sylvester Ahola, the amazing Finn, who was a tinkerer with the very early radio. So let's listen to the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra in 1998 playing Static Strut. These musicians really bring back the sound of the 1920s, don't they? I'd like to read from their liners. It says here that the orchestration of Static Strut is the same stock by Wall, Phil Wall, that Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra played on a famous 1926 recording featuring Louis Armstrong and Teddy Weatherford. We place the solos differently than Tate did. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Thank you. We have come to the end of today's edition of Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.